Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning, mid-part of March, as we move closer to the start of the Phillies baseball season, now 13 days away. Of course, coming off a rough, hurtful loss last night for the Flyers. Obviously, they go from 13 games left to 12. Don't pick up any ground. Still remain 5 points out. It's fun being down there. We'll talk about that. Sixers and Flyers both back at it tonight. Of course, day three of NFL free agency. There's some, I guess you can call it some rumors going around about Ronald Darby. We'll see what's going on there, if he's coming back or not. And, again, the conference tournaments, of course, NCAA with the tournament, March Madness next week, and conference tournaments right now. So much to discuss today. We'll do so with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Hop aboard the phone lines. 888-729-9494. Richie Rich. What's up, bud?
Joe, Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, right?
Al Bell, yeah.
Al Bell. We were close like that.
You imagine Al Bell? You imagine if you said, hey, Al Bell's a famous person in history. People would be like, oh, who?
I love that.
Al Bell?
I love that. Like, let's focus on doing that today. If we talk about, you know, people whose names we're already familiar with, let's provide a different spin.
Mike Fox. Right? Mike Fox.
Or Mikey or Mickey.
Tom, you know, Jefferson.
Sometimes Mikes go with the Mickey for short.
I'm a big Jim Madison guy personally.
Well, I don't get it. Who's that?
James Madison.
James Madison.
I went to Jim Madison U. I used to do games down at Jim Madison U. Anyway, Al Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone, never phoned his wife or his mother because both were deaf.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah, pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's a unique part of history.
Ironic.
Though. Sure.
A bit.
How about that?
Yeah. Similar to you. Can't use a phone because you're deaf.
Well, I'm not deaf. I do have relatives that are deaf. All right, let's get to it. 888-729-9494. John, fun time Flyers game last night, although not with the result. So great meeting a whole bunch of people that obviously listened to the show and had won tickets on the show.
It was, man, disappointing game, but it was really cool hanging out.
It was.
And something special going on in that arena. Now, there were a lot of Caps fans.
I noticed that,
which
too.
Which bothered me.
Yeah, what was up with that?
It was very, very crowded. I mean, comparatively speaking, we've gone to quite a few of these games now. It was more packed than I've seen it.
Well, they're in the stretch run of a playoff, you know.
Yes.
Attempt.
Everyone is certainly excited. It's catching on.
Sloppy performance. Yeah.
Well, that's the problem.
Defense was not sharp.
Carter Hart looked like he forgot where the pipes were all night. Like he was out of sorts. He was out of practice. He looked extremely rusty.
Yep.
And it just set them in a hole they couldn't dig out of.
Indeed. All right, so Flyers game, you saw it last night. React, 888-729-9494. Again, thanks to everyone that came down to the game and hung with us. We had a great time. Great meeting so many people. Love to hear from you if you were in the suite with us last night. And obviously, anyone on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. All right, let's get to it because, you know, there's a it's like an old debate that we've had so many times in Philadelphia sports history. And it has changed so many times in Philadelphia sports history, really in many cases, not always, but year by year, you get a different answer to this question. And I'm curious, as we sit here today in the middle of March with a lot going on, convergence of a lot of topics in Philadelphia sports and a lot of quality talent in Philadelphia sports. You know, we were talking the other day about, you know, who are the top 10 players in Philly sports right now. And there's some really good players that I didn't have in the top 10. And it just goes to show the depth of talent, the outstanding talent that now exists in Philadelphia sports. And, John, now perhaps more than any time that I can ever remember, the question of who is most likely to win the next title in Philadelphia sports is wide open. Not wide open, no one's got a shot. Not wide open, no one's near winning a title. It's wide open that there are, I believe, three teams that you can make legitimate cases for as far as the most likely to next win a title in Philadelphia sports. So curious today at 888-729-9494. Just kind of, you know, forget all the nitty-gritty. We'll get into some stuff. We'll, you know, where the Eagles news shakes out today. We're going to get into all that. Again, there's some stuff on Ronald Darby. Is he about to sign with the Eagles or not? We'll hit all that. But, John, when you think in terms of, because really, the Sixers, now, not unfortunately, not as much the Flyers. They're the one that just, they're not going to get said much today as far as most likely to win the next title. And for years, they were right there for a long, 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 long time. But when you think of the Sixers, the Eagles, and the Phillies, John, to me, it's almost like flipping a three-way coin. But when you examine it, which team, I mean, include all four, but obviously the three have a better shot than the Flyers. Which team do you view as most likely to next win a title in Philly sports?
You know, we just the fact that this is so competitive and this is so difficult.
Yeah.
Compared to, you know, we talked about this, I'm not sure how long ago, a year and a half ago, it was a lot easier. This is truly, man, you want to talk about a dynamic, this just wonderful time right now where we can't even pick. I mean, it is truly even, it feels, but
who would you
I think
pick,
one though? Team's got the edge, and it's the team that just did it, you know, a year and change ago. The Philadelphia Eagles now have certainly added potency offensively. I am one of those who buys into these new additions will make Carson Wentz exactly who we expect him to be. You know, we were very disappointed in his season last year, and they went out and got him more weapons, and weapons that provide what we were missing. And we're still to bring some in. I guarantee that.
Yep.
In terms of the running back position, but I feel great about the way this team is going to get up on people and play from ahead, and that's their plan. And that's the way, you know, if you think back to the Colts, the Indianapolis Colts, the way they were constructed when Peyton Manning was there. Like, I sort of feel like that's the way our offense is going to look eventually. In that we have a quarterback who can get to the line of scrimmage and create plays on his own. You know, put us in the perfect strategic position to succeed on a play-by-play basis. Yep. That was what was so frustrating playing Peyton Manning. You just couldn't be right. And we have the capability to do that. I believe Doug and his staff last season, when they took some of that latitude away from Carson Wentz, we saw that it didn't work the way they'd hoped when they went more, you know, zone, you know, riding aside the option type stuff, the RPO stuff. I think we need to get back to what works best for Carson. I think they will. I think they learned that's what works. And with this power-packed roster, assuming things go well with the draft and with, you know, the remainder of free agency and whatnot, and I think they will. It's not like you've got a tournament situation where you've got to beat the Warriors, you know, best of seven.
Sure.
This is a one-game thing. We know how to get hot when it matters. We have the last two seasons. And Carson learned a lot watching Nick do that. So, It's thrilling to think about all three.
It is awesome.
Have a very real, viable possibility.
Oh, really real.
And I'm saying like in the next 3 years.
Oh, totally.
They all could have one.
No question about that.
But I'm saying if I had to put money out there, I think your best bet is the Philadelphia Eagles winning another championship.
All right, 888-729-9494. When you examine Philly sports and the four main teams, most likely to win the next title is which one? I'll tell you this. Like John, I also struggle in, you know, it feels to me like it's flipping a three-way coin.
I don't want to diss the other two teams.
No, no, I totally agree. I totally agree.
It's a hard decision.
No, I totally agree. The one that actually hits me the most is the Phillies. Now, listen, it's very razor close. Here's the thing about the Sixers, because they're real close also. I mean, when I say real close, they could be real close real soon. And obviously they're very near being close. Let's put it that way. My thing against the Sixers is Durant's still with the Warriors. Now that could change after this year, but for this year, the Sixers, unless Durant or Steph get hurt in the playoff, the Warriors are going to win the title. They just are. So that eliminates June of this year. Now we'll see where Durant goes. And if I'm like on my knees, not just as a Sixers fan, just as a fan of sports for basketball to get more interesting again in June, for teams to have a shot, I'm begging Durant to leave the Warriors so things reopen back up in the NBA. But that's a whole nother matter. So to me, the Sixers' most viable chance is like 15 months from now. But, of course, we've seen some Sixers deficiencies. We don't know who they're going to re-sign. They're going to be in the hunt. They're going to have a great shot. It's a very viable answer, especially 15 months from now.
You know, Something we didn't talk about, and I think you need to address.
What?
Is you've rallied against the whole super team concept in the NBA.
Yeah, it bothers me.
It bothers you a lot.
Right.
You hate it.
I hate it.
You realize that we have become one.
Oh, I understand that. John, I've told you many times. I don't know why you don't seem to understand my point here. I hate the system, but you have to play the system to beat the system. So, I mean, you can ask me that 37 different ways, and my answer is never going to change. So if you want a whole team of a bunch of scrubs, yeah, I'll rail, and I won't have a team that has a shot. You get it? All right, now. Yes, I hate the system, but the only way to beat them is to be part of the system.
I love the system in that we are now one of these teams that can win it all.
Well, I like that, too.
We are a team of all-stars. All right. This is so cool to watch.
888-729-9494. For me, it's the Phils. Razor close between all three. The reason I lean Phils is this. My lifetime, okay, I'm going to start with this. My lifetime, 40 years old. By the way, I'm a man as well. Yeah, that's right. I'm a man. I'm 40. That's going to be over in about a month, by the way. We're not going to be able to use that anymore.
You won't be a man anymore.
I'll still be a man. I'll just be an older man. listen, this offense, I know the pitching's not quite there yet. I get that. Although maybe...
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
It remains to be seen.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe these young guys play their way into it. So maybe they do. It's certainly possible.
Do we suspend our disbelief like we do with Howie? You know, with Matt Klentak, and say, well, you say the pitchers are good enough. I guess I'll believe you.
I don't know that he's saying that the pitchers are good enough. I think what he's saying is we're comfortable starting the season with these guys.
He did say that. We are comfortable with these guys. If we need to make a move, it'll be at the trade deadline.
And again, I think that's a fair approach. I really do. But, you know, so we'll see if these guys, and look, you don't need all five to hit to win a World Series. You need obviously at the top of the rotation, Nola. You want to get some production, obviously, from Arrieta that you can give him the ball. I'm jumping over the regular season right now. I'm just trying to focus on what it really takes to win the title. Obviously, to win the title, you got to get through the regular season. Then you got to win against great teams in the postseason. You need like one or two of these other guys, the young guys, to step up and prove that if you hand the ball to them on a chilly night in October against a great team, that they can go win you a baseball game. And by the way, not just do it once, but do it over the span of a month. You know, in three series, do it, you know, like three or four times, help your team win a baseball game when they're called upon in October. That is to remains to be seen. Here's, in my opinion, what does not remain to be seen. I mean, we look forward to seeing it, but I think it's all but a certainty. It's one of the great offenses I believe we've ever seen the Phillies have. And I don't think that's going to change. This is a phenomenal offensive baseball team.
We think it's supposed to be.
I'm very certain of it. I
just can't wait to see it. Yeah, I mean, feel like we're still sitting around waiting to see this thing unveiled.
It starts in 13 days. But the reason I referenced I'm 40 years old is, listen, in my lifetime, we saw the group with Ryan Howard and Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley and that whole crew, and that offensive explosion really was like 07. 08, 09, it wasn't quite as good in 10 and 11. It was still very good, but not as good as, like, 7 was probably their best offense. 8 was probably their second best offense. Well, this is an offense. We'll see how it compares to that. That was a truly amazing offense. Prior to that, I'm going to 93 Phils, who were very good. I don't know if they were, like, uber, ultra amazing offense, but they were very good. And they did a lot of walks and all that, and Lenny was the man. Prior to that, I mean, you got to go back to the early 80s. So I think you can easily make the case this is one of the two or three best offenses we'll have seen in the last 35 years of Phillies baseball. That's a long time. This offense, I believe, will carry the Phillies to the postseason. We'll put them in a spot to need to win three postseason series. And if they do that, obviously they win the title. So to me, I'm going Phillies, viable answers with the Eagles, viable answers with the Sixers. Where do you stand? 888-729-9494. something we've discussed and debated many times as sports fans and right here on WIP through the years. And it's a fun thing to examine, especially when there's so many teams that have a viable chance. Which Philadelphia team, in your opinion, most likely to win the next title? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, off and running. Much up ahead. 888-729-9494 on a Friday morning on 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.